All right. Welcome back to Tiny Tidal Waves, the first episode, the first show of the new year. It's Tuesday night on Raglan Community Radio, Tuesday the 14th of January. My name is Kane. This is Tiny Tidal Waves, and this week we're going to be listening to and talking about pop punk. How fun. It's going to be fast and hilarious, and we're going to do some reminiscing of the early 2000s. So let's get into it using the song that kind of broke it, right? The song that I'd say everyone would associate with pop punk. The song that kind of was ubiquitous for a time and brought it into really kind of the wider culture. Let's see if you know it.
And yes, It was a Friday night, I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I still more amused by TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I still more abuse my pay phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? The time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and you still act like you're in freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age? That's about the time that she broke up with me. No one should take themselves so seriously. With many years ahead to fall in line, why would you wish down on me? I never wanna act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
What's My Age Again from Blink-182 from their album Enema of the State, which was 1999. And before that was Apple Shampoo, which is my favorite Blink-182 song. And the first song was, of course, Damn It, both off of their album Dude Ranch from 1997. So tonight we're talking about pop punk. It's pretty fun. Pop punk is a rock music fusion genre that combines elements of punk rock with power pop or just straight pop. It is defined by its fast-paced, energetic tempos and emphasis on classic pop songcraft, as well as adolescent and anti-suburbia themes, which I thought was pretty funny. It is distinguished from other punk variant genres by drawing more heavily from 1960s bands such as the Beatles, the Kinks, and the Beach Boys. The genre has evolved throughout its history, absorbing elements from new wave, college rock, ska, hip-hop, emo, boy band pop, and even hardcore punk and metalcore. It is sometimes considered interchangeable with power pop and skate punk. Now, I think that sometimes is the key word there, because I don't believe that at all. What I do believe is that pop punk and emo kind of have this weird crossover in the kind of first decade of the 2000s, kind of sneaking into the 2010s, when emo was, you know, starting to get quite big. There are bands like My Chemical Romance, for example, who did the pop punk thing and did the emo thing and kind of like blurred the lines. And, you know, bands like Jimmy Eat World, Fall Out Boy, Paramore, all kind of emo heroes, but also very much pop punk. And on the other end of that, skate punk, I think, is much more gritty. It's much more street level. I don't think that pop punk and skate punk are the same thing. Skate punk is much more punk to me than pop punk. Anyway, maybe the next episode will be about skate punk. For now, let's listen to some Jimmy Eat World with two of their songs off of their album Bleed American. And when I come back, I'll tell you an interesting story about the title of that record.
Time thinking how you grown up or how you missed out.
That took me by surprise. Okay, that was The Middle from Jimmy World from their album Bleed American. And before that was A Praise Chorus. Fun fact, A Praise Chorus and Apple Shampoo from Blink-182, which we heard earlier, both songs without a chorus, just kind of progressing sections with hooks. Pretty cool. Definitely my favorite Jimmy World song, A Praise Chorus. Because of that reason, I think. Maybe I just hate a chorus, but I love the hooks. Anyway, I was going to tell you a little fact about Bleed American. So Bleed American by Jimmy Eat World was released on June 5th, 2001. Coincided with world tours. So they went on tour, and then we all know what happened in September of 2001. It was a terrorist attack in New York. And their label, Jimmy Eat World's label DreamWorks, thought that the title Bleed American was a bit on the nose. And so they pulled the album, renamed it just a self-titled record, Jimmy Eat World, renamed the song Bleed American to Salt, Sweat, Sugar, and then re-released it under those names. And it wasn't until 2008 when the band re-released the album with its original title, Bleed American. Interesting stuff. Okay, so this is Tiny Tidal Waves. I am Kane, and we are talking about pop punk. We're listening to pop punk just for tonight. And I'm pretty inspired to do maybe skate punk next week, because going through and choosing a lot of these songs, I really wanted a whole bunch of my favorite melodic punk bands on there, but they were much more skate punk, where we're talking about pop punk. It's melody, it's super catchy, it's mainstream, it's on the radio, hence this radio show. So we're going to talk about it a little bit more. Pop punk emerged in the late 1970s with groups such as the Ramones, the Undertones, and the Buzzcocks, setting the genre's groundwork. Now, just a side note here, I'm going to keep going, but I understand that pop punk was around in the 70s, 80s, but really, I don't really think it got started until it saw that mainstream popularity with, you know, Green Day, Offspring, Blink-182, Sum 41, those sorts of bands. Oh, we're going to get there. Hold on, we're going to get there. 1980s punk bands like Bad Religion, Descendants, and The Misfits, while not necessarily pop punk in and of themselves, were influential to pop punk, and it expanded in the late 1980s and early 1990s by a host of bands signed to Lookout Records, including Screeching Weasel, The Queers, and The Mr. T Experience. Side note, Lookout Records also had Operation Ivy and Green Day. In the mid-1990s, the genre saw a widespread popularity increase and entered the mainstream with bands like Green Day and The Offspring. The genre experienced another wave popularized during the late 1990s and early 2000s, led by Blink-182, and in their wake followed contemporary acts such as Sum 41, Newfound Glory, Good Charlotte, and Avril Lavigne, while the Warped Tour played a crucial role in launching up-and-coming pop-punk artists. Now, all true, Warped Tour was super cool and really formative for lots of people. In fact, I remember going to the Warped Tour when it was in Waihee, probably when I was 14, so maybe like 98, 99, something like that. And there is a mention of Avril Lavigne. Now, I've got nothing against Avril, but I'm not going to play her tonight. I think she does kind of cross over into pop punk, but she's a bit too much in the pop realm for me. And I don't personally really like her, so I only really want to play songs on my show that I actually like. So, with that being said, here's this.
Complex, cocking. and sugar will go it down swinging. I'll be your number one with the bullet. A loaded gun, jaw black, cock it and pull it. We'll go it down, 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 down. And sugar will go it down swinging. I'll be your number one with the bullet. A loaded gun, jaw black, cock it and pull it. We'll go it down.
Just before you found out, drink up its last call, last resort, but only the first mistaken. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them, so you need them just to get by. Won't you show me little bit of spark? You've been saving for his bad rest.
Dance, Dance, or Dance, Dance, from Fall Out Boy, from their album From Under the Cork Tree, released in May 2005. And before that was Sugar, We're Going Down, from the same album. Fall Out Boy are from Chicago, formed in 2001, and From Under the Cork Tree was their major label debut, or their second full-length record. And it went... went absolutely gigantic. Debuted at number 9. Sold 168,000 copies in its first week. Let me see. I'm just having a look at over. It's sold 2 million copies and 7 million in the US and 7 million worldwide. It's certified 2x platinum. Absolutely insane numbers from a pop punk band. Anyway, we're talking about pop punk, so we really better play some Paramore. I've got two songs off of their album Riot, which is from 2007, Misery Business, and That's What You Get. Now, look, I know Paramore have loads of other songs and other albums, maybe even better songs, maybe even better albums, but this is when they exploded in pop punk. This is what defined them as a pop punk band, and so that's what we're going to play.
Still it all away from you now. But God, does it feel so good?
That's what you get from Paramore, from their album Riot. Before that, Misery Business from the same record. Riot is their second studio album, released in June 12th, 2007. Yeah, what a kick-ass band, Paramore. Like, definitely, I don't know, I'm really digging all of this pop-punk stuff, reminding me of, actually, you know, if I think back in the day, back when it was happening, I would have been like, oh, no, I don't like pop-punk, it's too poppy, you know, I'm into punk and hardcore, blah, blah. But now, I actually know all of these songs, I love all of these songs, and I've listened to them all millions of times. So, you know, I just like pop-punk, I suppose. Kind of surprising myself here. We're going to continue right on with more of the pop-punk stuff, but first I'm going to read you a little bit more. So we left off late 90s. Early 2000s, Blink-182, Avril Lavigne, Warped Tour. Pop-punk's mainstream popularity continued in the mid to late 2000s with artists such as Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, and Paramore, achieving high levels of commercial success. By this point, pop-punk acts were largely indistinguishable from artists tagged as, quote, emo. See exactly what I was talking about before. To the extent that emo crossover acts such as Fall Out Boy and Paramore popularized a pop-punk-influenced style dubbed emo pop. Oh man, should we have done emo pop instead? Continuing. By the 2010s, pop-punk's mainstream popularity had waned, with rock bands and guitar-centric music becoming rare on dance-focused pop radio. During this period, however, a wave of underground artists defined a rawer, and more emotional take on the genre, namely The Story So Far, The Wonder Years, and Neck Deep. In the early 2000s, a new crop of pop-punk music began experiencing mainstream resurgence with various new acts such as Machine Gun Kelly, Kenny Hoopla, and Youngblood. I didn't know Machine Gun Kelly and Youngblood were pop-punk, but I've never tried to listen to them before, so I guess maybe I should give them a go, see what pop-punk is up to in the 2020s. But yeah, interesting, the whole emo pop thing and the emo crossover. So, you know, it's all fluid. It just, everything follows on from each other. So, in saying that, let's listen to some Sum 41. We've got two songs. There's a bit of a theme here, two songs, you know, but we're going to break it shortly. Here's Sum 41.
Drinking for bullshit. The dentist in my mouth should have had an abortion. still waiting for this world to stop hating. Can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in.
Just getting into these songs and then getting surprised when they just all of a sudden stop. That was Still Waiting by Sum 41 from the album Does This Look Infected? I think it's my favorite Sum 41 song. However, there is another song called, I just saw the name of it while I was reading their Wikipedia, We're All to Blame. And maybe, you know what, maybe if I get time at the end, I'll play that song because I'm pretty keen to hear it. But before that, Does This Look Infected, which was 2002. Before that, we had Fat Lip, which is off their album, their first album from 2001, All Killer, No Filler. And Fat Lip remains their most famous song, although they do have a bunch of other hits. Anyway, this is Tiny Tidal Waves. We're on Raglan Community Radio on Tuesday night. I'm Kane. This week we're talking about pop punk. And we've learned a little bit about it. And I just guess we're just going to continue to play more. Maybe I'll find something a bit more interesting to discuss about pop punk while we listen to Green Day. Here we go.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. So quickly
Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping
See, a nice fade out. It's how we like it around here. Give me a chance to get my shit together. Anyway, that was Longview from Green Day off of their album Dookie. Dookie was released in 1994. And before that was Basket Case. So Dookie was really the record that catapulted Green Day to gigantic stardom. We're going to learn a little bit more about that. So the popularity of pop punk, you know, as we said, it was pretty old school, starting in the 70s, late 80s. It kind of started to pick up again. But in the wake of Nirvana and grunge kind of breaking through in the early 1990s, California's Green Day and Bad Religion were both signed to major labels in 1993 and 1993. And by 1994, pop punk was quickly growing in mainstream popularity, soon before grunge's popularity began to decline. Many pop punk and punk rock bands originated from the California punk scene of the late 1980s, and several of those bands, especially Green Day and The Offspring, helped revive interest in punk rock in the 1990s. I'm just reading from the Wikipedia about the mainstream breakthrough 94 to 97, if you want to get into it a little bit more. But after building an underground following, Green Day signed to Reprise Records and released their major label debut album Dookie, and it sold 4 million copies by the time that 1994 was over, which is insane, and got massive radio rotation, MTV rotation. It was enormous commercial success, and it paved the way for other North American pop punk bands in the following decade. In 1999, Dookie was certified Diamond, and another band, The Offspring, also achieved gigantic mainstream success in 1994 with their album Smash being certified 6 times platinum. So Dookie and Smash came out, really, and that changed the game for pop punk and really kind of pushed it into absolute total mainstream. One other thing about Green Day, it's always mentioned when everyone talks about Green Day, with punk rock's renewed visibility due to pop punk, came concerns among some in the punk subculture that the music was being co-opted by the mainstream, which it kind of was. But, you know, like Green Day and Offspring are very melodic mainstream punk bands. They're pop punk, right? Some punk rock fans criticized Green Day for selling out and rejected their music as too soft, pop-oriented, and not legitimate punk rock, which it is, but also it isn't. It's pop punk. Green Day argued that by signing to major labels and appearing on MTV, bands like Green Day were buying into a system that punk was challenged to create. Oh, that's what punks argued. Okay, I'm getting it all mixed up. Anyway, Green Day broke through. People criticized them for selling out, and they were basically like, huh, we're pop punk. Go away. So the other band of that time, The Offspring, is one of the few bands tonight that's going to get 3 songs. Because 2 of them I have to play off of the album Smash, and 1 of them I want to play. It's my favorite song. So here we go.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated. Hey! The man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out. You gotta keep them separated.
separated.
Hey! Man, you're talking back to me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey!
Separated.
Hey! Man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out.
Gotta keep them separated.
Hey!
Saying all that you want to leave me. gets Gone Away 1997 from The Offspring off of their album Ixnay on the Ombre from 1997. Sorry, just listening to all of this stuff kind of takes me back to radio in the 90s and early 2000s. Where you'd hear it everywhere and, you know, The Rock, and they'd be playing these songs over and over again 5 times a day. And they still are. They're still playing these songs. Anyway, enough about slamming on other people's radio stations. That was The Offspring with Gone Away. Before that was The Offspring with Self Esteem and Come Out and Play off of the album Smash. The Offspring were legends, as we've just been talking about. If you are just tuning in, this is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane. And it's Tuesday night in Ragin Community Radio, and we're listening to pop punk tonight. We've got just under 25 minutes left. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs, which we might sneak in another one from Sum 41 and maybe another one if we get time. But we're talking about the original kind of the mainstream breakthrough of pop punk, Green Day, Offspring. In 1997, Blink-182 released their breakthrough album, Dude Ranch, and the band performed at the Vans Warped Tour that year. Damn It, the album's second single, received frequent airplay on the modern rock stations, and the album was certified gold by 1998. They released another album and just went absolutely mental. And a journalist, Matt Crane, said that they initiated a new wave of pop punk. He added, at any given time in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was not uncommon to see Blink-182 and Sum 41 on MTV. You couldn't escape it. Pop punk was in, and it became the undisputed mainstream choice. It really, really did. It just took over. I was there, and yeah, it was crazy. Pop punk was everywhere. And it's still kind of cool, you know, because it's fast guitars, fast drums, it's a little bit shouty in times, but then you got these big hooks. So it was a great time for mainstream music. When pop punk was in. So let's just continue on. We've got a few bands coming up. No, fuck it. Let's just play them. Here we are.
I can't remember what my picture one. Have a party up next door, but I'm sitting here all alone. Two lovers in the bedroom, and the other starting to shine. Oh my God, it's this place there. It's time to say goodbye.
That was Rancid with Ruby Soho from their album And Out Come the Wolves from 1995. Hard push to say Rancid is a pop punk band. They're very, I don't know, there'd be some Rancid fans out there that'd be like, what? But Ruby Soho is a pop punk song. So yeah, get over it. And before that was My Own Worst Enemy from Lit, from the album A Place in the Sun from 1999. By far their biggest song, hence only playing the one. Right, we're going to get into some AFI. Now, AFI are one of those bands very much in the emo crossover. So we're going to hear two songs, see what you think. Girls Not Grey from AFI off of their album Sing the Sorrow from 2003. Whoa, 2003. Damn. Before that was Miss Murder from AFI off of their album December Underground from 2006. Just picture the teenage girls. Anyway, we've got a couple more songs. I might just rip into them. We've got 10 minutes left. I'm going to sneak in one more that I wasn't going to play. I'll play two more and then we'll say goodbye.
It's just for show. It's static. It's What I'm saying is, this is the anthem. Throw all your hands up. Y'all got to feel me. Sing if you're with me. Yeah. So I wanna be just like you.
Just like you.
This is the anthem. Throw all your hands up. Y'all got to feel me. Sing if you're with me. Another loser anthem. Another loser.
It's the anthem from Good Charlotte from their album The Young and the Hopeless from 2002. I remember when Good Charlotte toured and they came to Hamilton and they played at the Meteor Theatre and there was maybe, I don't know, 60 kids there, kids, and we were teenagers. And I couldn't believe it when they blew up and got absolutely gigantic and married famous models and stuff. Anyway, Good Charlotte, pretty shitty band. But they were very much involved in the pop punk scene, and that's a pretty decent song. I mean, objectively. Before that was My Friends Over You from Newfound Glory, a band I don't really know much about, but apparently absolute legends. That album was Sticks and Stones from 2002. Right, so this has been Tiny Tidal Waves on a Tuesday night on Raglan Community Radio. I'm Kane. That was the pop punk episode. I'm feeling like a couple of these bands I want to just highlight on their own. Rancid, maybe The Offspring, maybe Green Day, maybe Fall Out Boy would be a fun one. Paramore, I mean, all of them. I actually love all of these bands, except Good Charlotte. So, yeah, to sign off, I'm going to play one more Sum 41 song because I like it. Otherwise, yeah, if you're listening, thanks a lot. If you want to tune in next week, it'll be something entirely different. Enjoy your Tuesday evening. Bye.
One in, oh. Are we singing?
Everyone, everyone.
pride to shame. We're trying so hard.